Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 413, The Predicament. Man, here we are, September 3rd. September 3rd. Wow, it's other than the wildfire smoke in the air, there's also the chill of fall in the air here in Montana. It is getting warmer during the day, but it's got that distinct chill. Yep, fall is around the corner. I cannot believe that we're already looking at fall. Looking at the foliage turning color chart, it looks like our wet, cool spring has, in some places, delayed fall color by maybe a week. But it's something to think about if you are planning to go and do fall color like we are. Check out the predictions. Think about where you want to go. Practice with that polarizer is an incredibly powerful tool for fall color. Remove that blue reflection from the sky. Brings out the colors because it's going to go fast, I think. I think fall is going to just, the color is going to fly. And before we know it, now white stuff's going to fly. But I trust you had a great Labor Day. You're out there making those great clicks. Lots of things happen. Sharon and I are just back from a marvelous road trip and saw a lot of great stuff that I want to go out and adventure to again and further explore. I hope you had the same good fortune. So this is still being recorded using the Adobe Podcast Beta. You will find the transcript there on the blog post for this podcast on our website. But Spotify, as I mentioned before, is kind of up the game. You can go to Spotify, listen to the podcast, stream it, of course. You can grab the transcript, which is a little bit better transcript than what you're going to find on my website. But you also can leave comments. And so far, nobody has. I feel a little lonely. We could have a conversation. We could start something probably really cool. So head to Spotify, go to the podcast. That's the Moose Podcast. Click on comments. Let's have a conversation. Speaking of conversations, coming up here in a couple weeks, well, maybe 3 weeks now, is the Kelby One Photoshop World. I've got three classes so far they'll be doing. I'd love to have you there. Another great place to ask questions, learn some trivia. I've got some new material, some ideas, thoughts, concepts that might just help you move your photography forward. So I look forward to seeing you there at Photoshop World. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford, Bedfords.com for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. They've been doing it for years. Love those guys. They had a big, big Labor Day sale. Now, it might be extended to today. I don't know. And you keep in mind that all those sale prices, when you check out, you're still going to get the Moose discount. That's pretty amazing. Can't verify it, but supposedly there are some big Nikon rebates. Even on top of those rebates, you're going to get that extra from Bedford's for the Moose discount. So they've got lots of great gear in stock. Great service. Great prices. They even got PhotoCon coming up here. Another marvelous event. Another perfect example of just the continuing education and services they provide photographers. So, that's Bedford's, Bedfords.com. Call them, go in, go online. Whatever you do, just thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast because they are great folks. The Predicament. Like I mentioned, Sharon and I just came back from a really marvelous road trip, about 2,000 miles. And at the end of it, we were in Great Falls our last evening, and we checked out the Charlie Russell Museum. I'm going to assume that many of you don't know who Charles M. Russell might be. Well, you should. No matter what genre of photography that you might be in, Mr. Russell can help your photography move forward. Now, he was born back in 1864, passed away in 1926. So right off the bat, that might just really make you wonder why Mr. Russell, somebody you should know. It was interesting going to his exhibits. They had photographs from Curtis and from Smith back when they did their work back at about the same time, 30s at the latest, of all the Native Americans. It was interesting that with an artist, they had those photographers in there. Some great stuff. In fact, they had a, just now remembered, they had a really interesting thing about photography there. And, I didn't write it down. Darn. Anyway, it was their definition of how photography has changed from the days of the wet plate to the dry plate to film to the sensor. But getting back to Mr. Russell, this is a guy who was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and then on his 16th birthday, traveled to Montana. And there, his life was changed as he was sucked in, became part of the world that is what we call today the Old West. He wanted to share with everybody the world that he knew because he saw it disappearing. So right off the bat, that might just grab your attention because here's somebody who saw a world disappearing and wanted to share it. And I mean, back, we're talking about, you know, he was, you know, the early, late 1890s, you know, 19 teens, there was no, as we know it today, means of communication. It was all the written word, be it book or newspapers, or in his case, paintings, telling a story. Now, some of his paintings are seriously, really like smaller than a postcard. He would write letters. He was seemed to be a prolific letter writer, and he would illustrate them with his pen and watercolor paintings. But they were that small, and some, there's an unfinished one in the museum that was 16 foot long, and then there are some others that are 20 foot long. He's got a painting in the legislation there at Montana State Capitol, which, if I remember correctly, is 17 foot tall. I mean, so his scale of work was huge and big, but just to give you kind of an example, he was a callhand there in off the Muscle Shell. It was a really nasty winter, and the owners of the herd were, of course, in a nice warm place, but they were curious how their cattle were doing. And what Mr. Russell did was, in this piece of paper, smaller than a 3x5 card, he drew with pen and watercolor this kind of skeleton-looking cow that was on its last leg, and that was his answer to these people how their cattle were doing in the wintertime. Needless to say, it got the point across that the herd wasn't doing well. Now, the predicament. So I was going through his the different collections, because he was collected by many people back then. And this one collection, it seemed like the collector's theme was how Charlie Russell kind of ended up his last 15 years or so, 20 years of his artwork. And this is a guy who created over 4,000 works of art in those 40 years. Just think about how prolific of a painter he was, especially the size and the scale. I mean, one of the last paintings, his wife Nancy managed to get $30,000 for it before he passed away. Think about that, $30,000 back in 1922. That's a lot of money for a painting. Anyway, this collector, he had there was a definite theme to the paintings he had. Don't worry, I'm going to get to your photography. I am talking about your photography, my photography, our photography. But the theme that this collector had was what Charlie Russell is doing in majority of his paintings at the end, called and it was simply the predicament. And, you know, most paintings of the West, they're kind of romanticized. And of course, Charlie's were as well. Some of them told stories. All of Charlie's told stories. But the one thing that, you know, was really quite distinct was there was a predicament. So he's got one fun painting, and you can just Google Charlie Russell and these paintings will come up so you can see them. And the title of the painting, Whose Meat? Seriously, Whose Meat? That's the title of the painting. And it's got to, you know, make you curious what's going on. But what you've got is a sweeping vista, which is classic Charlie Russell. And then you have this cowboy. Not a frontierman, cowboy. And he's got his Winchester by his side. He's holding the reins of his horse that's kind of bucking. And he's got his pack horse behind it. And you look in the direction that the cowboy is looking, and you can see a grizzly bear on its hind legs. It's staring. And between them, and a little bit down slope into the right corner, is a bighorn sheep ram that the cowboy had just shot. And so the title, Whose Meat? And it kind of comes back to the way that Charlie Russell painted, was the predicament. So all of his characters, and his characters could be one or two or a whole tribe of Indians or cowboys or combination, there was a predicament going on in that scene. The predicament could be as simple as which card to put down if you're a gambling scene, to a gunfight at a saloon, to one of the paintings that really got me. I don't remember the title, but basically it was a holdup of Big Nose and a stagecoach, and Charlie Russell would put his friends' faces in these paintings, and often he put himself in the painting at one point. But there was always a predicament. That was the way he told his story. And I was thinking, wow, think about the way that me, like to tell our stories photographically. Is there's something that kind of a common thread? It could be action. It could be emotion. There's a lot of possibilities. And the one that, besides the predicament, that I really was fascinated by was Charlie Russell's Evolution with Light. Now, I started off, and it was kind of interesting, didn't know this till I went to the museum, even though Sharon and I have been a Charlie Russell fan for, at least 30 years, if not more. We saw a one-man show about him once, long ago up in Glacier, and we instantly fell for his artwork and his stories. But anyway, he started off, and most of his artwork was very, for lack of better terms, monochromatic or very grayish, darkish tones. There was very little color. And then all of a sudden, he had a genesis, and all of a sudden he started using color. And he was really well known for using very bright, vibrant color. And he's such a stickler for detail. I mean, if you look at his photographs, and I love the way that he did it, because he would arrange elements, and he talks about that, arranging elements. And people had a hard time talking about his stuff because they want to use the word composition. And he would start talking about arranging elements, and he would use color to move the eye around. But then he started this style probably the last 15 years of his life where the subject and the emotion in that predicament was being brought out in large part by light. There's a really a gorgeous painting, one of the first ones of this example, of a frontiersman coming up kind of out of a draw. And bison was there. He'd shot and pack horses. And Russell's really good. From about the waist down, you can easily see this plane of shadow going across, mostly in the foreground. Then you've got this last little rays of light going across the top of the frontiersman and going out to the far distance. And a lot of his scenes were based on where he was a cowboy and the muscle shell. And they pointed that out. It was really well done in the exhibit, how he started using this technique of color and light to move the eye around the painting as he told a visual story. And I'm like, wow, this is like advanced photography lessons right here in these paintings. And yeah, he had the ability, and he was really good to paint as he saw this, but he had to see it to paint it, which is the same as with photography. You have to see it to photograph it, and you have to photograph it to see it. And the one thing that struck me as going through it was, you know, he would incorporate the predicament, which, to turn a phrase, a lot of photographers feel like they're in a predicament when they put the camera to their eye. And I was just like, wow. So I just wanted to, you know, I was Ryan Seacrest. I don't know if you know who he is, but he just started game show host on Wheel of Fortune. That was it. Anyway, he was talking about to calm his mind and energize himself. He walks across the street from where he films Wheel of Fortune to, I think it's the LA County Museum of Art. I think anyways, he goes to an art museum. And even though he's been there hundreds of times, he's on the board of directors. He goes there and just looks at the art and the way artists tell stories, and it calms his mind and fills him full of energy. So you might be able to tell that I was kind of like energized looking at Charlie Russell's exhibit. I got all these ideas. I've got jotted down all these notes. And it's just as we venture forward with the camera, we tend to make things a little bit more complicated rather than less complicated. We start looking for other ways to justify the way we do it rather than just saying that's who we are and accept it and it's okay no matter what anybody else says. So I'm just encouraging you to go out and check out art. Go do a Google search on Charlie Russell. Look at his paintings. I think that you'll find that he was a pretty amazing communicator, even to this day and age. And it might just help the predicament. You folks have a absolutely marvelous week. Get yourself ready for fall. Mammal's going to be coming out with their fall coats. We're going to have some gorgeous light. It's a marvelous time to be a photographer. And remember to make every click your memory.